Tension remains high in Oaxaca City as military flights continue, creating a general anxiety among residents over a possible massive crackdown against a popular movement demanding the resignation of the state's governor. Mexico's Attorney General's office said it's looking into the cases of small explosions that shattered windows and glass doors at three different banks in Oaxaca City yesterday. A previously unknown guerrilla group claimed responsibility for the blasts, although many suspect the attacks were staged to create a pretext for an intervention by federal forces. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, a group of people is protesting in front of the Mexican consulate in an attempt to raise awareness about the volatile situation. Cristina Lopez works with the Frente Indígena de Organizaciones Binacionales, or the Indigenous Front of Binational Organizations, one of the groups that organized today's demonstration. Cristina, why did you decide to mobilize now?
Well, I think there's been mobilization for a while. There's been marches to the consulate before. Letters have been delivered. But today is really important because over the weekend, the government has been sending helicopters. They've been sending the Marines and stationing them in various parts of Oaxaca, the city of Oaxaca mainly, and the coast. And what's really interesting is that they're just flying above the city of Oaxaca, and mostly it's to intimidate people.
And what are you hoping to accomplish with this protest?
Well, today we are again going to deliver a message to the Mexican consulate and find out about an earlier letter that was sent. And, you know, of course we think that this letter was never sent to the government of Mexico, that maybe it was just crumpled up and thrown away in the trash can. But, you know, we still want to be here and send a message to the people that are standing in line saying, you know, Oaxaca is Mexico, and that this struggle isn't just a struggle in Oaxaca, but also what's happening in Atenco and Chiapas and other parts of the world. And so we really want to let people know here that are standing in line that these are issues that affect all of us, but really just letting them know what's going on and not things that they hear in the media, which aren't always correct, but we're really letting them know updates about what's happening in Oaxaca today.
So let's talk about the media. As Oaxaqueños that are living in the United States, how do you keep abreast of what's going on back home? And what do you think the differences are between what you hear in the media compared to the stories that you hear from your friends and family in Oaxaca?
Right. Well, there's a really good network of Oaxaqueños in Los Angeles, in the United States, and in California particularly, but in L.A. there's a huge community of Oaxaqueños, and there's a lot of Oaxaqueño media that's going around. There's a lot of stuff on the Internet, so there's a lot of information going back and forth about what's going on and what's been going on, and also just updates, live updates. There's a lot of communication, and there's been more communication in the last few days. There's always information being sent every few hours. And so what's different is that really people in Oaxaca know what's going on, and they know the players, and they know the things that are going on the ground. And so, you know, people are calling in, relatives are calling in, giving information that the media wouldn't have access to, and even if they did, they wouldn't, you know, necessarily print it.
And finally, in what other ways are you trying to show solidarity with the people in Oaxaca?
Well, apart from doing this, like I said, there's a great relationship between the FIOB and APO. We have there's a FIOB chapter, well, it's, you know, in Huajuapan de León, in various parts of Oaxaca. And so, yeah, I mean, just letting people know what's going on, doing actions like this. We're going to have a vigil later tonight, and, you know, the actions will continue.
Cristina Lopez works with the Frente Indígena de Organizaciones Binacionales, or the Indigenous Front of Binational Organizations. You've been listening to Free Speech Radio News, an independent, listener-supported newscast produced by Simba Russo and Monica Lopez. Our Washington editor is Leanne Caldwell. Our headlines editor is Shannon Young. Our technical production team at KPFA in Berkeley includes Eric Klein and Antonio Ortiz. You can listen to this newscast in its entirety online at fsrn.org. We welcome your questions, comments, and story ideas. Just email us at comments@fsrn.org. From KPFK in LA, I'm Aura Bogado.